AM 910 WJCW with Carlin Ellick. And every week we check in at this time with the folks from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Quite often it's Bill Hall who joins us. Bill's on assignment this week, and we welcome in Larry England, a frequent stand-in as well. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
Good morning. Doing fine. Thanks for having me.
Great, great. You in your orange UT shirt here.
Getting ahead of the schedule, yes.
Well, it looks like the Vols might have a decent football team this year.
Yeah, but I've said that many years.
I know we have. I know we have. The trail of broken tears,
exactly.
Or whatever. Turning to real estate as we do at this time of the week, though, Northeast Tennessee, buyers, sellers, things, it's kind of an upside down, upsy-daisy, crazy market right now. Would
yeah,
you say? Is that an official way to look at it?
Yeah, it continues to be that way. Mm-hmm. Seeing a little bit of a shift now from being a seller's market to
right.
a buyer's market.
Right.
Maybe not as many areas where you see all these multi-bids
mm-hmm.
on a house.
Right, right.
Because you
know, it was crazy like
oh, it
4 and 5 months ago.
It was. It was just crazy. And but we're seeing a lot of new homes being built in the area.
That's
that
good.
I see from time to time, and not just single family residents, but multifamily homes that are being built.
A full development sort of thing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And even with that, it's hard to keep up with the demand for mostly new residences
mm-hmm.
coming in. Because in this area, the loss of people moving from the area and the death rate.
Mm-hmm.
The birth rate doesn't keep up with it. So
right.
our growth is dependent on new residents coming in to the Tri-Cities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they found a housing market here that's just as crazy from wherever they came from, too.
And they have.
But it's slowing down a little bit in craziness. Bill was saying last week that some of the crazy offers, you know, the percentage over type things are coming way down over list.
Over list,
yeah.
Yes. And but still, if... You know, if they're coming in here from out of state
mm-hmm.
and they've sold their house and got cash,
right.
then you'll see people with offers that are over listing, maybe not as much as before.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw one the other day was listed, you know, bring your highest and best offer, which tells me they're in a bidding war.
Yeah, wow. So people are selling homes here in Northeast Tennessee.
They are. But one thing that really hurt this area for our local residents, first-time home buyers, driving these prices up like it did, it put a lot of them out of the market because they don't qualify for, you know, a new home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you see a lot of them going into condos and rent. And, of course, rent prices have gone up, too.
As a result,
yeah.
because of the higher demand.
Yeah,
so.
It's just, you know, it's supply and demand.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned new developments, or we talked about new developments in the region going up and so on. Are these mainly... full home developments, are they townhouses or condos or what?
Well, we're seeing a combination of both.
Really? Okay.
We have one of the national builders, D.R. Horton.
Mm-hmm.
They've pulled more permits than anyone else.
This is for full homes?
Full-size, single-family mm-hmm. residential homes. And then you have local developers like UDC, Universal Development Company, that build the townhouses, condos.
Mm-hmm.
You see they're in the process of building new ones out behind here in Gray, behind the Ashley Distribution Center.
Okay, all right.
It's currently under construction.
Mm-hmm. Where are some of the other locations?
Well, there's some along Boone's Creek.
Okay.
That I know one development that Kelly Wolf is working on. And then across the street, I can't remember the gentleman's name, but there's another single home, single family residence going up there. And I think I told you earlier that I also sit on the Washington County Planning and Zoning Commission,
mm-hmm.
and we see a lot of requests for rezoning to develop, you know, farmland into subdivisions.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these are 40, 50 homes.
Wow. Okay. So is this true all across the Tri?
It seems to be,
yes.
Yeah. But we're still lacking in enough homes for, you know, folks looking.
Oh, okay. All right.
With the pandemic mm-hmm. and the Great Recession after 2008, a lot of home construction just went by the wayside.
Yeah, yeah.
And nationwide, it says that we're like 2 to 5 million homes short of what we need.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to take a while to recover. And with the cost of building materials and labor, again, that keeps those home prices sometimes unattainable by first-time home buyers.
And Gen Z, Gen X, millennials,
and all are...
Millennials, maybe.
Yeah, they're part of the home buying increase because they're coming into the age for their first-time home buying.
But they're facing these elevated prices that, in many cases, you indicated, are pushing them at least initially out of the home buying equation, with the higher prices up here still maintaining the crazy prices on the upper end there. Is that difference of price going to be shrinking any so that millennials and Gen Z can begin to find their way into it?
I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Okay.
But, you don't know. I know the interest rates, mortgage rates have softened just a bit, so that, that helps people. But, you know, a lot of them, that's one reason that the multifamily units are going so well, because of people that can't qualify for a single-family home. It leaves them no option other than to rent.
Do you find that developers are gearing more toward, as they work out their development plans for a development, taking into account multi-family, multi-generational families now?
I'm not sure. I don't know
Just
the
a question.
Answer to that one. But, yeah, I know that I've seen it with a couple of my clients that they were looking for homes for multi-generation. And it's not unusual. But I think a lot of what we're seeing are, you know, the folks that are moving here, cost of living's less, no state income tax. That
always attractive.
That's always attractive. And the ability to work virtually from anywhere. And, you know, and the lifestyle we have here, the seasons and just, you know, everything, the total package, I guess.
Yeah, I think, you know, if folks had any questions, perhaps beyond the price of homes that they were looking for, in establishing an interest in this market, you know, the market sells itself. You know, they just have to come here. I've talked to more people who have moved, I'm sure you have too, moved into the market from out of the market, and said, we weren't sure, but we were curious, and we came to visit and fell in love with the place.
Yeah, they do, and they see the opportunities for outdoor activities, whether it's biking, mountain biking, or water rafting, or, you know, going up to Watauga Lake and boating.
Great reverence for history, you know, so much deep history in our area
So it's very attractive.
Yeah, no doubt about that, too. Home prices in our region, of course, you talk about that, Bill does, too. How have sales been over the last couple of months just in with the general Tri-Cities market, I guess, as sort of our focal point? How have they been?
Well, they've softened some in July. Of course, you'd typically see that late summer anyhow, that decrease.
Okay,
A lot of people try to get, especially if they've got young children and they're wanting to get into a certain school district.
Sure, right.
They'll try to get in early before
naturally.
July, since school starts in August now.
Yeah, almost in July this year.
Yeah. So,
wow.
So we see a softening on the sales, a decrease. And year over year, especially this July compared to last July, they're down quite a bit.
Well, now, of course, the demand is a direct function to the price as well, too. So if you've got high demand here and high price, the two are going to meet together, right? Homes are going to get sold.
They're going to get sold. And again, our inventory still remains at about a 1.5 month supply of available homes.
Now, traditionally,
you
like to have every 6 months.
5 to 6 months,
yeah.
Correct. Now, that's locally. Statewide, according to Realtors Property Resource, the inventory is up to about 3 months now.
Across the state.
That's across the state. But, you know, but when you factor in just the Tri-Cities, we're still at about 1.5 months.
Heavy demand.
Yes.
And not much supply, I hear
and
you
not
say.
Much supply, even though there is a lot construction going on, but that doesn't happen overnight.
No, and I've been reading, I think we've all been hearing, too, not just supply chain issues, which maybe have moderated a little bit, but the actual cost of building materials, too, is now, of course, on the rise.
Oh, yes. Again, it's supply and demand, and when you've got that much construction going on, they're going to get a premium out of that 2x4.
All right. Do you think down the road, say folks buy now, in this year, 2022, 5-7 years down the road, they want to sell, are they going to be able to recoup the price they paid today, do you think?
If they stay in the house long enough, you usually do okay.
Okay.
But, you know, I had a lady I talked to yesterday. She's bought a year ago, and mm-hmm. she may have to be moving because of her job.
Oh, wow.
And so she may be upside down on hers.
She's on the opposite end of that question.
She is.
So I guess there's a lot of that on the fringes of the whole economic picture that you're going to have people put in, not desperate, but dire situations that, you know, involves their homes as well, too. So it's a matter not only, of course, as we've talked about, of leaving a home, but finding a new home as well. So Larry England joins us periodically here on Tri-Cities Talk Radio from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. And, Larry, how do folks get in touch with you?
They can reach me on my cell phone. It's 423-361-7806.
Say it one more time.
423-361-7806.
Thank you, Larry Engel. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.